All right, the Infrastructure and Tourism Appropriations Subcommittee will come to the order. Ms. Sabrina, please call the roll.
Chair Williamson.
Here.
Vice Chair Rommel. Representatives Arrington.
Here.
Bell.
Here.
Casella.
Here.
Cheney.
Here.
Daly.
Here.
Drake. Ranking Member Hart.
Here.
Representatives Lamarca.
Here.
McFarland.
Here.
Mooney.
Here.
Persons Maluka.
Here.
Placencia. Silvers.
Here.
Quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
All right, members, a quorum is present. If you have an electronic device, please turn it off or turn it to vibrate or silent. Today, we're going to hear four bills, and we also have a consent agenda on appropriations projects. We have a few members that are going to pop around for bill presentations, me included. So I think we can get through everything today, maybe before I have to go to my presentation, or that's going to be the attempt. But there is going to be a little bit of air traffic control going on throughout today's committee. As you know, members, if you're wishing to vote no on a bill on the consent agenda, please fill out a nay vote form and submit it to staff prior to the vote. We have these forms available if you need one, and we'll take up the policy bills first. That way you can kind of look through these appropriations. If you need a little bit more time, make sure you have that no vote consent form before we get to the consent agenda after the policy bills. With that being said, we have Representative Grawl here today with us, and she has HB 1143, Funding of Aviation Development Projects. Representative Grawl, you're recognized to explain your bill. How about now?
Thank you. Perfect. Currently, FDOT funds airport capital improvement projects at general aviation airports at 80% of project cost. The majority of these projects are maintenance of existing airport infrastructure to assure their continued safe operating condition. When a general aviation airport begins to receive scheduled commercial airline service and subsequently exceeds 10,000 annual commercial passenger enplanements, the airport is classified as a primary commercial service airport by the FAA and FDOT. At that time, FDOT funding eligibility is reduced from 80% to 50%. The commercial service airport designation remains in effect even if annual commercial passenger enplanements fall below 10,000. This puts smaller commercial airports at a financial disadvantage in that revenue from airline operations is far from sufficient to make up the loss in FDOT funding. This is the situation at the Vero Beach Regional Airport, Daytona Beach International, Gainesville Regional, Melbourne International, and Tallahassee Regional. As a result of the loss of FDOT funding, the airports are faced with delaying or canceling capital improvement projects. In this scenario, over time, the condition of airport infrastructure, such as pavement, will deteriorate, eventually reaching the point where safety of aircraft operations becomes compromised. The issue of deferred capital improvement projects affects not just the airline operations, it affects every element of the aviation industry that utilizes the airport. Operations by charter, business, recreational, flight training, air ambulance, military, and manufacturing aircraft. The bill would authorize funding by FDOT for up to 80% of master planning and eligible aviation development projects for commercial service airports that have not been classified as large, medium, or small hub airport by the FAA. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative. Having explained the bill, do we have any questions for the bill sponsor? Any questions for the bill sponsor? Seeing no questions, that moves us to public testimony. We have Nicole Fogarty with St. Lucie County. Waving in support. Is there any other public testimony? Hearing none, members in debate. Members in debate, seeing no debate. Representative, you recognize the close on your bill?
Close.
Having waived close, Ms. Sabrina, please call the vote on HB 1143.
Vice Chair Romo. Representatives Arrington.
Yes.
Bell.
Yes.
Casella.
Yes.
Cheney.
Yes.
Daly.
Yes.
Drake. Ranking Member Hart.
Yes.
Representatives Lamarca.
Yes.
McFarland.
Yes.
Mooney.
Yes.
Persons Maluka.
Yes.
Placencia. Silvers.
Yes.
Williamson.
Yes.
Chair Williamson.
Members, by your vote, see that House Bill 1143 has been reported favorably.
Thank you.
All right, that moves us to Representative Haig, CS for HB 451, Specialty License Plates. Representative Haig, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning, members. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
House Bill 451. My purpose today is to introduce a bill to authorize a Florida Honor Flight specialty license plate. If you're not familiar with the Honor Flight, they're a national organization with 130 chapters whose mission is to accompany World War II, Korean, and Vietnam veterans to Washington, D.C. to visit their memorials. To date, they have taken just over 230,000 veterans. Florida is supported by 10 hubs. Florida's first hub was established in 2007, and as of today, they have taken approximately 14,150 veterans to Washington at no cost to the veterans. All Florida hubs are 501c3 organizations that rely on corporate and private donations to operate. They receive no government funds. A Florida specialty license plate would allow each of the Florida Honor Flight hubs to share in the revenue equally that the plate will generate to help offset the cost of the program. And that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative. Do we have any questions for the bill sponsor? Seeing no questions, that moves us. Oh, I apologize. I didn't see you back there. Ranking Member Hart, you're recognized.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning. Is there a number that you have to reach in order to be able to get your specialty license?
You're recognized.
I think it's going to be bundled with a handful of other plates that will allow us to achieve that number. That's the intent in the process. But yes, there is a number. I don't know the exact number, but I think it's a pretty big number.
All right, do we have any other questions for the bill sponsor? Representative Lamarck, are you recognized for a question?
Thank you, Chair. Representative, excellent cause, and have participated in this. I just have a question for the proceeds. How does the organization split it among the multiple organizations throughout Florida?
So there's
you're 10, recognized.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chair. There's 10, and they would be, it'd be separated equally.
Okay.
So the state would just divvy it up equally based on those 10.
Thank you.
Any other questions for the bill sponsor? Seeing no other questions, that moves us to public testimony. We have David Serdar with the Keep Florida Beautiful volunteer. All right, don't see him here. Any other public testimony? Seeing no other public testimony, that moves us to debate. Members in debate, Representative Daly, you're recognized.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Representative, I just want to thank you for bringing this awesome bill. It's an incredible program, and I think it just makes sense. And even though you're not wearing green on one of the greatest days of the year, I'm going to be up on your bill today.
Thank you.
Ranking Member Hart, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to say thank you to you. I know a gentleman who is now about 92, and he was ecstatic to get an opportunity to go to D.C., and he didn't have to pay for it. And he lives in Tampa in my district, and he's just all over the place talking about the trip. So I fully support that. Thank you so much for bringing the bill.
Any other members in debate? Seeing no more debate, you're recognized. Close on your bill.
Thank you, Chair. And briefly, this is a phenomenal bill. It allows people to go visit these memorials that otherwise wouldn't be able to do so. So thank you guys for your support, and I'll waive close.
Having closed on the bill, Ms. Sabrina, please call the vote on CS for HB 451.
Chair Williamson?
Yes.
Vice Chair Romo? Representatives Arrington?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Casella?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Drake? Ranking Member Hart?
Yes.
Representatives Lamarca?
Yes.
McFarland?
Yes.
Mooney?
Yes.
Persons Maluka?
Yes.
Placencia? Silvers?
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
Members, by your vote, please show CS for HB 451 reported favorably. Representative Saroy, you have HB 909, Cultural and Historical Programs. You're recognized to explain your bill.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members. I'm pleased to present House Bill 909, which contains three provisions for the Department of State, and I do have an amendment.
Representative Saroy, if you just go ahead and explain your bill and give us a flavor of the bill before we go into the amendatory process. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, the bill would rename the Florida Department of State's Division of Cultural Affairs to the Division of Arts and Culture, and the Secretary of State's title to the Florida's Chief Arts and Culture Officer. Aligning the division more closely with its advisory board, the Florida Council on Arts and Culture, would provide more consistent branding with the division's mission to advance, support, and promote arts and culture in our state. Second, the bill would move the Florida Folklife Program from the Division of Historical Resources to the Division of Cultural Affairs. Finally, the bill proposes moving authority to operate certain historical museums from the Division of Cultural Affairs to the Division of Historical Resources, bringing all Department of State historical museums under one single management structure.
Thank you, Representative. You do have an amendment today, barcode 565037. If you would explain that amendment, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This amendment maintains current law in two specific areas to grants and donation trust funds to ensure no negative fiscal impact. It just clarifies existing law in terms of internal organization. That is the amendment.
Do we have any questions on the amendment? All right, no questions on the amendment. Do we have any public testimony on the amendment? No public testimony. Debate on the amendment. Seeing no debate on the amendment, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Wave close.
I'd like to move approval of the amendment without objection. Hearing none, the amendment has passed, and we are back on the bill as amended. Do we have questions for the bill sponsor on the bill as amended? Representative Cheney, you're recognized for a question on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning. Do you have support from museum organizations, art organizations, anyone speaking out in support of this?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I haven't heard from any specific groups, but I've been working closely with Secretary Lee and her office, and this really is intended to deal with some internal reorganization that she is doing to focus on that arts and culture mission.
Ranking Member Hart, you're recognized for a question to the bill sponsor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I want to make sure that I did understand. You say there will not be any negative impact, because in my bill analysis, it said it may have been, but there won't be any negative.
You're recognized.
No, ranking member.
Any other questions for the bill sponsor? All right, seeing no other questions, that moves us to public testimony. No public testimony to the... Nope. We do have one. David Sirdar, self-cultural and historical proponent. He's not here today. Do we have any other public testimony? Seeing no other public testimony, that moves us to debate. Members in debate. Seeing no debate. Oh. Ranking Member Hart, you good?
Yes, sir.
I'm just moving fast today, but you go ahead. You go right ahead. You're recognized.
Anything? I'm good. Thank you.
Do we have any other members in debate? Okay, that moves us to your close. You're recognized.
Close.
Having waived close, Ms. Sabrina, please call the roll on HB 909.
Chair Williamson?
Yes.
Vice Chair Rommel? Representatives Arrington?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Casella?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Drake? Ranking Member Hart?
Yes.
Representatives Lamarca?
Yes.
McFarland?
Yes.
Mooney?
Yes.
Persons Malika?
Yes.
Placencia? Silvers?
Yes.
12 yeas, zero nays, Chair.
Members, by your vote, show HB 909 reported favorably as amended.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, members, I have a bill up, but our vice chair is not here yet. I think we'll move into the consent agenda if everybody has had time to review the consent agenda today. Okay. So we're going to take up the consent agenda and vote once on the agenda in its entirety. As part of the weekly reminder, we will not take up question, debate, and vote on each of the bills individually. Instead, we will be in question debate only once. Remember, you may vote no on any particular bill by submitting a nay vote consent agenda form with our staff before the vote. Are there any questions on the consent agenda? Seeing no questions on the consent agenda, is there public testimony? We have a few appearance cards today on the consent agenda, I believe. Tyler Bill, waiving in support of HB 2801, the Great Exploration Science Center. Ronald Pierce is a proponent of HB 2037, the Tampa Bay Area Regional Transit Authority Operations. And Mario Bailey is waiving in support of HB 3343, Operation New Uniform. Do we have any other public testimony? Seeing no other public testimony, is there debate on the consent agenda? Seeing no debate. Before I call the roll, are there any nay vote forms on the consent agenda? no nay vote forms on the consent agenda. Ms. Sabrina, please call the roll on the consent agenda.
Vice Chair Rommel. Representatives Arrington.
Yes.
Bell.
Yes.
Casella.
Yes.
Cheney.
Yes.
Daly.
Yes.
Drake. Ranking Member Hart.
Yes.
Representatives Lamarca.
Yes.
McFarland.
Yes.
Mooney.
Yes.
Persons Malika.
Yes.
Placencia. Silvers.
Yes.
Chair Williamson.
Yes.
There are 12 yeas, 0 nays.
Members, by your vote, show the consent agenda has passed today. All the bills on the consent agenda will be reported favorably. And just as a reminder, simply because the bills have passed does not mean they will get funding. They are just up for funding in the House. We're going to take just about a 30-second recess, informal recess, and be right back at it. All right, members, thank you for that. We're done with the recess and formal recess. We're gonna call the roll. Ms. Sabrina, if you'll call the roll, just to make sure we have a quorum.
Chair Williamson.
Here.
Vice Chair Rommel. Representatives Arrington.
Here.
Bell.
Here.
Casella.
Here.
Cheney.
Here.
Daly.
Here.
Drake. Ranking Member Hart.
Here.
Lamarca.
Yes.
McFarland.
Yes.
Mooney.
Here.
Persons Malika.
Here.
Placencia. Silvers.
Here.
Quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
A quorum is present. So we're down to the last item for today's agenda, which is a bill that is my bill, and our vice chair is not here. So I'm going to hand the gavel over to our acting vice chair for the next virtually hand over the gavel to our acting chair here for the next bill, and that will be Chair Lamarca.
Thank you, Representative Williamson. You're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. HB 621, Tax Collectors and Their Approved Agents, clarifies a practice currently being used in some parts of the state by tax collectors who contract with privately owned license plate agents, or LPAs, to perform title and registration services. The bill specifies each LPA protect customer privacy and data collection, which is extremely important in our day and time. Since this service is an expedited service compared to the standard service offered, there may be an additional charge associated with it. So it's important for me to make sure that those additional charges are disclosed up front so they're transparent for the consumer at the transaction. And just for clarification, this is not a service a tax collector is being required to use. This is just another tool in the toolkit, so to speak, for them to offer a service for their citizens because they have been duly elected by those citizens. And that is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative. Members, any questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, there is public testimony. First, we have Andrew Ketchell, representing Dealer Services Network. He's waving in support. Then we have Celine Palafi, representing Dealer Services Network as well, also waving in support. Members, is there a debate on the bill? Seeing none, Representative Williamson, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Wave close, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, for the vote.
Chair Williamson?
Yes.
Vice Chair Rommel? Arrington?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Casella?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Drake? Ranking Member Hart?
Yes.
Representatives Lamarca?
Yes.
McFarland?
Yes.
Mooney?
Yes.
Persons Malika?
Yes.
Placencia? Silvers?
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays, Chair.
Excellent. By your vote, the bill passes unanimously. Please show CS for HB 621 reported favorably. And Mr. Chairman, reluctantly, I'm going to now pass the gavel back to you.
Thank you, Representative LaMarca, for that. Do we have any other business that needs to come before the committee today? All right, seeing no other business coming before the committee today, Representative Mooney moves we rise, and with that, we are adjourned.